Okay, talk about enabling pedophiles. American Airlines is showing us just how to do it. They say that pedophiles may record your private parts when you go to the bathroom, and it's your responsibility to look out for it. That is their defense in this disgusting case where a flight attendant used his phone to record young girls as young as 9 in the bathroom. And American Airlines is arguing that those girls did not have reasonable expectation of privacy, and that it's their fault and they should have known that someone was recording them. So here's what this pervert would do, is lead these girls to first class and say, oh, you can use this toilet, but first let me wash my hands. And then he would say, oh, the seat's broken, but go ahead. And then put this little rigged device where he put a sticker here and a sign that says seat broken. And then the phone underneath is recording these young girls as they go to the bathroom. Now, the man and the airlines were both separately sued. And the airlines, again, filed their defense this week, saying that the 9-year-old girl who was one of the victims should have known better. 9 should have understand that a grown man in a position of authority told her to use this, and she should have known better and not pulled down her pants and used the bathroom. Watch for yourself and tell me what you think, and if you buy this, that it's the child's fault.
The family of that now 10-year-old Austin girl filed a lawsuit this week against the former flight attendant and American Airlines. This after the FBI told them their daughter may have been a victim. 37-year-old Estes Carter Thompson was arrested last month for allegedly using his cell phone to secretly record girls using restrooms on airplanes he worked on. The Department of Justice says Thompson guided girls to first class restrooms, but before they entered, Thompson claimed he needed to wash his hands and that the toilet seat was broken. The DOJ alleges Thompson hid his iPhone behind stickers reading seat broken.
We don't know how many people he filmed. Like, we know there were 5 families involved in the current criminal proceedings, but that's just based on what the FBI learned from this phone. So who knows how many years he's been doing this? Who knows how many phones he has used?
Disgusting. Attorney Paul Llewellyn is representing the family of the Austin girl. He says the child was 9 years old when she was recorded in January of 2023. It was a 14-year-old girl who raised allegations during a flight from Charlotte to Boston back in September and took this photo. Federal investigators confiscated Thompson's phone. The feds say his iCloud account contained inappropriate videos from airplane restrooms recorded in a similar way. American Airlines did not respond to our request for comment, but in reporting about the criminal investigation, the carrier said it is cooperating with law enforcement. Reporting live, Dan Godwin on Good Day.
Yeah, Adventure Indiana in the chat says the flight attendant recording girls makes me boil. The airline response absolutely makes me explode. Hum hum says Panda says wood chipper. Yeah. That's how I would respond.
Okay. Oh, well, we're going to get the details on this, and you're going to get madder. So I've warning you about this, because we're going to read the filing of what the 14-year-old girl did. So, I mean, obviously you can tell the difference between a 9-year-old and a 14-year-old. The 14-year-old at least knew this is not right, and she did something about it. The 9-year-old, who knows, right, how a 9-year-old responds to this. So let's just wait, though, because even though American Airlines is cooperating with this, they're also defending themselves, which I'm just shocked that they would do. Why wouldn't you settle this? Why would you let us see? I mean, I don't understand that at all. But here's what their lawyers wrote in a filing. Any injuries or illnesses alleged to have been sustained by plaintiff Mary Doe was proximately caused by plaintiff's own fault and negligence, which proximately caused by plaintiff's use of the compromised laboratory, which she knew or should have known contained a visible and illuminated recording device. Yeah, stupid victim.
Yeah, you're an idiot.
You should know better, 9-year-old.
Toilet seat is broken, and there's a sticker on it from a flight.
With a Sharpie,
flight attendant, like, seat is broken. Like, maybe there's a light that illuminates when you use a bathroom, you know? Maybe when you flip on a light, there's a light here as well. How's a 9-year-old supposed to know that?
Right, when American a person Airlines, in a position of authority.
American Airlines, you should be absolutely ashamed of yourselves.
I mean, because as an adult, like if I was in a situation where I knew I'm going to be, you know, in a compromised situation, like going, anytime somebody insists on going before me and then they go in after me, like something's up. Yeah. But that's because I've been around a while. I know these things. A 9-year-old, why would they have a frame of reference for this? Why would they why would it even occur to a 9-year-old that a grown man would want to see their butt?
Right. Yeah.
Like why?
Right. Like they're not even thinking of like whether is there a pervert like that in the world? Like they don't know that. And it's just awful for them to say this in a court filing. And this, I mean, this is reflective of American Airlines.
Sure. But also it's why people hate lawyers. I read this sentence. If we could just put that back on the screen, if you don't mind. Some demon typed that out and probably thought to themselves, I hate myself right now. You have to think that any self-respecting lawyer would think, am I really typing this right now on behalf of American Airlines, trying to blame a 9-year-old for being recorded? But somebody did. Some demon did that. And American Airlines is doing themselves no favors. So let's take a look at the original lawsuit and what their families say. The original lawsuit filed last year was because the 14-year-old had the gumption to stand up. The 9-year-old came along later is how we learned that there were more victims. So this is the filing. Now, remember, anyone can say anything in a court filing. I get that, right? But they have a lot of witnesses to corroborate this. So here's what they say, that American Airlines should have known that the flight attendant was a danger, and their conduct of following the incident, including not immediately confiscating the flight attendant's phone and not immediately notifying the pilots, allowed the flight attendant to destroy evidence and exacerbated the harm suffered by plaintiff. The plaintiff has suffered significant emotional damages as a result. And we're going to see exactly what her family says has happened to her. So again, the story goes like this. She's a 14-year-old girl, and she's flying on a September day with her family to move her older brother into college. And they took along the two younger daughters. Now, obviously, that hit me a little bit hard because I have a boy, girl, girl in this same order. And I can imagine the middle daughter, we're all going as a family. Move your brother into college. Big moment for them, right? She says she went to the bathroom in economy because, of course, we're always told that first class lavatories are only for first class customers. And she was waiting in a line. And the man said, oh, well, you can use the first class lavatory. And I'll take you there. So she followed him. But that one was also full. And she thought, well, that's kind of strange, because why would I wait in a line here when I could wait in the line there? The line's the same. But anyway, he said, well, I'm going to go wash my hands first because we're going to do a trash pickup. Now, look at how they tell this story. And you're going to be pissed. I'm just warning you. She says he was in the bathroom for approximately 1 minute. And when he emerged, he said, the seat in there is broken, but don't worry about it. We'll get it fixed when we get back to Charlotte. And then she went in, and there was a tape on the lid, and he had written, handwritten, seat broken. She turned around and she locked the door and she sat down. But she actually did go, but she didn't see the phone until she turned back around. And she turned to flush the toilet. That makes sense, right? You go in, you pull your pants down, and then you turn to flush. And she's like, what the hell is that? So she took out her phone and she took a picture. And she noticed the flash was on. And then the photograph we have that we showed you earlier was her picture. Take a look at it. So then she went, and he was still waiting for her when she was done, even though he said he was going to do a trash pickup. And she went back. And she said as she exited, he went back to the same bathroom and he went in and closed the door, presumably to look at her phone. Now she goes back to her seat and she tells her mother right away. And the mother obviously is super upset and goes to the first class flight attendant. And the first class flight attendant says, oh, this is very serious. I will have to tell the pilot. But she doesn't. So the mom goes back and tells the father this again. I can just see, because, you know, we fly a lot as a family, and, you know, a lot of times I'm dealing with the kids. Do you have this snack? You need to read your book now, that kind of stuff. You know, Clayton's not getting involved. And then when you get the dad involved, you know, something's going to go down. So the dad gets wind of it. And this guy, I have to give credit for not just going and beating the guy up or something like that, because the father gets up. And he goes, and look at number 52. He finds the guy. He sees that all the flight attendants are gathered in the back of the plane. And he says, what the hell just happened to the first class in the first class bathroom with my daughter? And the two other flight attendants look shocked. What happens now is he demands to see his phone and the flight attendant walks away. He thinks that the dad thinks, oh, he's going to go get it. But at this point, the father realizes he's not coming back and he took his phone. So he goes to try and get the phone. And by this time, the guy has already deleted most of what he had on his phone, or it's locked. He tries to get it away from him and the phone is then locked, either the passcode or something like that. Again, you know, Clayton and Philip are both dads of adolescent girls and they can tell you this would be very hard to not hurt this guy after knowing what he's done to your kid.
They would be grounding the flight at the nearest airport if that was my daughter. That's all I had. Kudos to this guy for showing restraint, but I wouldn't be able to.
Yeah, I would have a hard time not grabbing a fork off of somebody's tray table and stabbing the guy in the neck.
That's like, very graphic.
But I would have a hard time with that, but I would try to restrain myself. And I would definitely beat the shit out of the guy. I wouldn't kill him, but I would definitely beat the shit out of the guy.
Okay.
I would have no gumption about that at all. And I probably would be arrested as a result of it.
Right. I mean, you have to think about what happens then to the dad, right? What's the purpose of him going to jail?
But he lures the girl. Like, that's the creepy part, of course, is the thing in the toilet, right? But the premeditation of it all, right? He's luring her away from the other bathroom. He's thought this whole process out. You know that he's done it many times.
Yes.
Right? And it's been highly effective for him. So he's done it many times. He's lured her away with the promise of a bathroom. Oh, I'm going to go in and check it first. I got to wash my hands because I got to fix, blah, blah, blah. He sets it up. So he does this whole song and dance. It's like the premeditation, the luring, the sexual predator of it.
This is apparently the same experience of the 9-year-old. And you saw in that news piece that now when he was finally arrested, now we're going to see here, he was not arrested on this day. And how the airlines handled it is a major part of the plaintiff's case, in my opinion, a strong case, because they found more on his phone later when he finally was arrested, and they don't know how many victims he's had because you can't identify young girls' butts like that. You can maybe match the date and then that he was working and the dates on the flight, but what are they going to do, right?
No, and this is where, hey, we should actually praise the FBI. They track down these other victims and were able to figure out who it was that figure that out. Like, good for them for tracking down pedophiles. That's the work they should be doing.
Right.
Right. This is the work the FBI should be doing.
And I wonder if this had happened to my child and we found out about it and we didn't otherwise know. Right. How would you feel about that? Like, you were on this flight.
Would you rather not know
or would you rather know? Now, let's take a look at what happened when the plane landed, because the flight attendants did. If we could go back to the last one with the 68 at the top, the flight attendants waited to tell the pilot, if you look at number 69, until after they had already told the male flight attendant of what was happening and the parents suspected him. So the plaintiff's father returned to his seat again, bless him for that amount of restraint. And then multiple flight attendants, female flight attendants, came up to the family and apologized. I don't even know how they had the courage to do that. They must have been so embarrassed about that. And they said, we're going to search his baggage when we land. But none of the flight attendants or the pilot seized the phone. And during the remaining 1 hour of the flight, he still had his phone and had unfettered access to his phone alone. So presumably he's deleting like mad, right? And in fact, the FBI informed the plaintiff's mother that other flight attendants had reported that after being confronted, he was in the airplane bathroom back in his office with his phone for an extended period of time. Now, when they landed, the pilot had the wherewithal to tell everybody to stay in their seats so that guy couldn't just keep running. And they did then seize his phone and they removed the flight attendant from the plane, but he was not arrested until just last month. So he still had some time. Now, here's what this young girl's family says that she's struggling with, bless her heart, post-traumatic stress. including but not limited to depression, irritability, and anxiety. She's jumpy, nervous, fearful. She's worried about being in public. She suffers from insomnia and nightmares, has a hard time with relationships, including, this one breaks my heart, her ability to trust adults tasked with ensuring her safety, such as teachers and other authority figures. Well, obviously, right, this guy was there to keep her safe on a flight and was exploiting her. And furthermore, if you take a look at the next one, she's scared of him. She thinks that because she reported this, that he's going to find her or her family. She's worried that they may have still there may still be footage of her private parts that may be on the internet. She's devastated to think that it may still be out there. And so the plaintiff's lawyers say that the girls did have a reasonable expectation of privacy, and American Airlines is making the argument that they don't. So presumably if they don't, none of us do, right? So none of us have the expectation of privacy in an airport bathroom, an airplane bathroom. And also News Nation made a good point. Federal law requires that we comply with flight attendants. Watch.
So American Airlines is saying, don't blame us for Thompson's alleged perverted behavior, but they hired him and they put him in a position of supreme authority, which all flight attendants have on flights. Passengers, may I remind everybody, face federal penalties if they refuse to obey a flight attendant.
Exactly. In my view is, have they no shame?
Right. Have they no shame? And even to fight this lawsuit shows me that they don't. It's outrageous that they didn't settle this and, you know, that they're actually fighting these families. So let us know what you think of this. Will you be flying American Airlines? Is there anything we can do about it? It's bonkers. It's the most bonkers story.
It's crazy. No, I people are like, Clayton knows Krav Maga. No, I don't know Krav Maga.
When did you learn that?
No, really. No, but I did stay many, many years of Okinawan Kempo. And so I would pull a Chuck Norris. I'd break that guy's kneecap with one kick to his knee, and I'd grab him by the neck and I'd throw him down.
Okay.
And I'd grab his windpipe.
You can fantasize. Revenge fantasy.
It is a revenge. It's like a Quentin Tarantino revenge fantasy.
Right. But you have to think
all of his victims on one plane.
You're in
to go
front
after the
of
guy.
Your children. You want your son to have a good move-in experience to his first time away from home. Like, I mean, think of what that's taught these children. It's like your brother's going to be alone in the world, and the world is a super effed up place, kids.
Yeah, clearly. A lot of people also in the chat saying, I will not praise the FBI. I'm not praising the FBI. I'm just saying in this situation, they managed to track down other victims who might otherwise not have known. It seems like that. We don't know the full extent of it, but it seems like they were at least able to identify and like go and dig out other victims to make them aware of this, and they could be part of this lawsuit and go after this guy. But American Airlines should be absolutely ashamed of themselves.
Right.
Here. And we should all, I mean, you know, again, this was one guy, he was working for American Airlines, but American Airlines has like elevated the guy, promoted the guy, and is now defending the guy and
well,
making
he's
the
now
victims
arrested.
And
he's...
making the victims, the bad guys here, basically.
Right. So American Airlines should not be spending any legal defense money helping this guy at all. Right. And so they're defending themselves, but this helps the actual perpetrator as well.
I really hope you enjoyed watching this video. You know, YouTube thinks that you'll actually like this next video right here. It's personalized based on your own viewing habits. So if you watch the video, please leave a comment. Let us know what you think about it. And we will see you next time, everyone.